हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई दंडवत प्रणाम्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नितला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एंड नितला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव टू आर एंटायर रूपानु गौरी गुरुवर्ग एंड टू ऑल द वैष्णवर्स वैष्णवीज टू आवर गार्जियंस एंड टू एस्पेशली श्रीवास ठाकुर whose disappearance day we are observing today. So when Gurudev and the Vaishnavas have spoken on this occasion, they have said that this is the day that Srivas Thakur entered the Maharasleela of Radha and Krishna. No? Because if we see, when Krishna left this world, then we see that Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur explains that when he left this world, the Narayan within Krishna's form entered into Narayan Loka. And Ramchandra within Krishna's form entered into Ramchandra's Loka, Saket Dham. Narsingadev entered into Narsinga Loka. Dwarkadish entered into Dwarka Loka. Mathuradish into Mathura Loka. They say Brajendranandan Shamsundar himself entered into Gokul. Similarly, we see here that Srivas Thakur, when we speak of him, we hear that there are so many different personalities within him. No. In one form, he entered the Rasleela of Radha and Krishna means, as Naradiya Gopi, he entered into that Leela, the Rasleela. And as Madhumangal, he's also Madhumangal. As Madhumangal, he's also with Krishna. And then he is also there as Naradrishi in Vaikuntha. So this way, just as Krishna has so many forms, his devotees also have many forms and expansions like that. No, his devotees as well. So before we talk about Srivas Thakur, we must know who Naradrishi is also. No, it's good to know a little tattva about Naradrishi also. Because we hear that Narad Rishi, normally it is said that he was born from Brahma. No, he was born from Brahma's throat. And therefore we hear that first the four Kumaras were born from Brahma. But he told the four Kumaras to engage in this Prajapati Karya. Means to engage in this act of procreation, no, making children. But they refused. They said, we want to engage ourselves in this Hari Bhajan. We will not do. So Brahma became so angry that from his forehead, the Rudras manifested. And when Naradrishi came, he said the same thing. I don't want to waste my life in this. Rather do Hari Bhajan. So then Brahma said, I am your father and you never listen to me like your elder brothers. But you are not so lucky. Then I will curse you or else. He said, you curse me. I don't care. Then he cursed him to be born as a Gandharva, surrounded by so many women. But here we see, is Naradrishi actually Brahma's son? How is it possible? No, Brahma is actually a Gunavatar. No, he is actually an avatar who was born from the mode of passion. And Naradrishi, who is he? He is actually an internal associate of Narayan, no, of Krishna, Radharani. So how can he be born as his son? No. So this in itself was a Leela actually. Being born as his son. So then we hear that when he was born as his Gandharva, his name was Upabharna. So that way, when he was always surrounded by women, but still even then he never forgot who he was. And then we hear that when Brahma wanted him to do some kirtan in Pushkar, because Pushkar is the only place where Brahma can be worshipped. Because of Bhrigurishi's curse, we don't see Brahma being worshipped anywhere else. Only in Pushkar he is worshipped. So there we hear that when he went to Pushkar, there when he told Naradrishi to do some kirtan, we hear that Naradrishi left all his clothes and he started dancing naked. No, naked in front of everyone. So then Brahma knew, this is my son. And how is he? Just see how he is misbehaving in front of me. Again he cursed him. Now be born as a son of a maidservant. Then we hear he had the association of the four Kumaras, his elder brothers. And after receiving the remnants, he became an eternal associate of Narayan, Mahabhagavat. So here we see there are three classes of Mahabhagavats. There is Murchit Kashai. Murchit Kashai means there is still some Kashai. What is that Kashai? It is the mode of goodness. Because we see that even the mode of goodness is an impurity. So we hear that Naradashi, he had this desire to go to the forest to do bhajan. So this was a Kashai. This was an impurity. So therefore he was like the Kanishta Mahabhagavat. Means like he has still had this Kashai. And then there is Nirdut Kashai. The Sukadeva Goswami, he is Nirdut Kashai. He did not have any mundane desires. No, he was completely free. Therefore, he was the intermediate Mahabhagavat. And then there is Naradasha's Bhagavat Parshat Deha Prapt. Means he put his feet over death and became an eternal associate of Narayan. Bhagavat Parshat Deha Prapt. Here you see some devotees raise the question. They say that Bhagavat Parshat Deha Prapt means that we achieve a spiritual form. It is not that the spiritual form is within us. Rather, our soul, it enters into one's spiritual body, like how Narad Rishi did. They gave this example. But this is not true, actually. Because we see that when he achieved a transcendental form, it means that Shuddha Sattva entered inside his heart, and then Sandini on Samvit and Hladini, they mixed on the platform of Sandini, and then a spiritual body, it manifested from within him, solely within. So some devotees have the misconception that we enter into the spiritual body. This is not true, actually. Spiritual body is already within us. So here we see that Naradashi, he was like that, traveling everywhere. Why was he traveling everywhere? Because he was cursed by Daksha also. No, that he was making all of Daksha's sons into devotees. So Daksha became so angry, he cursed him, saying, "You will not stay in a place more than it takes to milk a cow." And we see even Jara, this old lady, death, she wanted to embrace Naradashi. But Naradashi ran away. And then she also cursed him, saying, "Yo, how can you escape from my embrace?" And so they say, well, all these curses, actually, he doesn't care about them. These are only a pretext for him to preach everywhere. We hear that he's always singing on his veena. So we hear that all these rag-raginis, Naradrishi learnt from the tinkling of Srimati Radhika's ankle bells. No, Gurudev mentions this. That Radharani's ankle bells, when they're tinkling, she learnt all the rag-raginis from her. So here we see that Naradashi is an eternal associate, glorifying always. But we see especially when he came to Brindavan. No, when he's coming to Brindavan, Yashoda Maiya is putting his foot dust on Krishna. So we see how he is so surprised looking at the Narvat Leela of his Prabhu. And then when he realized Krishna's born, Radharani also must be born somewhere. So when he went to Raval, there he knew that Radharani is born. So he told Vishwabhanu Maharaj, "Can you show me any son or daughter that you had recently?" And then he showed his son. And then he said, "No, newborn." And then anyhow, he covered Radharani and he showed her. And then Naradashi, he offered obeisances to Radharani. When Vishwabhanu Maharaj left, Radharani manifested her Kishori form. She blessed Naradashi. And then she said, "You must stay here and do bhajan." And then again, she became a baby. And when Vishwabhanu returned, Naradashi blessed her and he left. And then Naradashi, to this day, he is performing, he has perfected his bhajan. Where? Near Kusum Sarovar in Narad Kund. There we see still, that is where he achieved this form of being Naradiya Gopi. This place is so special, Kusum Sarovar. This is the place where Radharani and Krishna meet on the way, while they eventually meet at Radha Kund. Because we see even Uddhav is also performing bhajan near Kusum Sarovar. In Uddhav Kund, he is also doing bhajan there. Similarly, Naradashi is also doing bhajan there. So it's like a very important place for the sadhaks. So this way, this is like we see Naradashi. Then we see that Srivas is actually an eternal associate of Mahaprabhu. No. In Shvetadvipa, he's already present there. So it's difficult to reconcile. Like first Naradashi became Srivas. Because Srivas is already there. Like how Brahma, Haridas Thakur is already there. So anyhow, due to your degree of being inconceivable to our mind and senses, Srivas Thakur was born. Where? In Kumar Hatta. It is also the birthplace of Mahaprabhu's Gurudev, Ishwar Puri. I think Srivas Thakur had the association of Ishwar Puri there. He must have had his association there. So then we hear that when he came to Mayapur, there when he was doing bhajan and kirtan so much, we hear that everyone would be so disturbed, saying, "Why is he doing such loud kirtan?" No, he's always singing the names of Sri Hari loudly, especially in Chaturmasa, Sri Hari is resting. And then he's trying to wake Sri Hari up. So then they went and complained to the Muslims. And then they threatened Srivas, don't stop your kirtan, we will throw your house into the Ganga. We'll throw it away. Srivas, anyhow, he didn't care. He was so humble. Just kept doing kirtana more with his brothers, Shripati, Srinidhi, and Sri Ram. And this way we see he continued his kirtan, continued. And then he got so many threats, but still he continued doing. You know, and then when Mahaprabhu appeared, his brothers and Srivas himself were like so ecstatic. They were singing, dancing, and roaring loudly, saying, Haribol, Haribol, and it seemed that their cries of Sri Hari were piercing the sky. So this way, when Mahaprabhu was born, as we know, he was Nimai Pandit. He would even tease Srivas. No, there are so many names of Mahaprabhu related to his Navadvip Leela. If you see, of all these names of Mahaprabhu, around 6,000 names, around 4,500 names are of Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Leela only. No, because Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Leela is not Naimitik. It's Nithilila. You know, so this way we say that he would tease Srivas, saying, why you're always engaged in Haribhajan? You should be engaged in this logic. No, Tarka. You know, Srivas would say, now you will not realize. Later you will realize. Mahaprabhu, this is your blessing upon me, that I will realize what Krishna Bhakti is. So we see here that when Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, he was no longer Nimai Pandit. He was Bhavuk Nimai. No, now he was completely absorbed in Radharani's mood, sentiments. Now he could no longer even do parikrama of Tulsi Devi. He had to hold someone's hand. He'll weep so much, his clothes will become wet. And then he could not worship Shaligram Shila. And again he would put on dry clothes, weep so much, again he could not. And sometimes he'd jump to the ground. No, he would roll on the ground and someone would tell Shiva, Sachidevi, your son is having some problem, this, that, epilepsy, this, that. Apply some oil on his head. And then Sachidevi is saying, and then Srivas, he told Sachidevi that don't listen to any of them. He's experiencing Krishna Prem, these waves of Prem. That's why he's acting like this. And when Mahaprabhu heard this, he said, Srivas, if you would have also spoken like the others, then I would have given up my life. I would have jumped into the Ganga and given up my life. So then we hear that as Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan Leela more and more, that's where he started. Wherein? Srivas Angan. No, he started there. Why Srivas Thakur? Why did he choose Srivas Thakur of all? Because Srivas, we see from his very beginning, he always engaged in Kirtan. So Mahaprabhu thought, I must perform Kirtan only in his house. You know, like the other day we heard that Kalidas, Why did Mahaprabhu allow Kalidas to drink that water that had bathed his feet? We heard, no, three times he drank and Mahaprabhu stopped him. Don't drink anymore. Because he honored the remnants of the devotees so much. Similarly, Srivas Thakur, he himself had so much respect for Harinam Kirtan. Despite all the problems, obstacles he faced, he did not stop. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, then I will do Kirtan only in your house. Because you had so much respect and so much faith in Kirtan. And there we hear how Mahaprabhu was performing Kirtan the whole time. No, he did not let anyone in. Even Srivas's mother-in-law came, she was sent out. And then there was a Brahmin who came, Mahaprabhu sent him out. And the Brahmin cursed Mahaprabhu that your household life will end. Mahaprabhu said, this is not a curse, it's a blessing. No, he said, okay, it means you're blessing me that I will take sannyas in the near future. This way, even there was one brahmachari who was only drinking milk. And then anyhow, because Srivas had given him shelter, Mahaprabhu said, all right, you can come and take part. But not just by drinking milk, you will not achieve my mercy. No. So this way, Srivas Thakur, in his Srivas Angan, we hear that this Srivas Angan is not different from this Rastali. No. Ishodhyan is actually the garden of Srimati Radhika. So in this Rastali, Mahaprabhu performed his Harinam Sankirtan. Because we see, ultimately in the Raslila, what happens? Krishna, Radharani and the gopis, they're dancing. No, they're only singing and dancing. They're not doing anything else, no. Similarly, here we see Mahaprabhu singing and dancing with all his associates there in the Shiva Sangan. And then we hear how the Kirtan got so ecstatic that the Muslims, they wanted to stop this Kirtan. And then we hear how Chand Kazi, he came there and he broke the mridanga of Srivast Thakur. There, no. You can imagine how painful this must have been for the devotees, breaking the mridanga. Once, there was Srila Swami Maharaj, he was seeing some drama performed by the devotees on this Chand Kazi deliverance, this Leela. That time, the devotees, they used one broken mridanga, which was already broken. They applied some plaster of Paris on it. And then what did they do? One devotee was acting like Chand Kazi. He broke it, just broke the mridanga on the floor. It was already broken. And Swami Maharaj saw this, he became very upset. He could not tolerate this mridanga being broken. And then the devotees told him, it was already broken, but still he was so disturbed visibly, saying, how can you break mridanga? This is like Mahaprabhu's limb. I cannot bear to see this. He was so absorbed. So similarly, you could have imagined how the devotees would have felt when Chand Kazi broke this mridanga. It was like their hearts were shattered. And then, you know, the first civil disobedience movement started. No, in India, many say Gandhi started the first civil disobedience movement. Actually, it's Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu started the first civil disobedience movement where he lit torches up and then he proceeded towards Chand Kazi's house. Then we have Murari Gupta, like Hanuman. He was absorbed in this Lanka Leela, no, where he burnt Lanka into ashes. He wanted to burn the garden of Chand Kazi into ashes. And then when Mahaprabhu went, he had this dialogue with him, saying, why do you kill cows? No, cows is our mother, father. Why do you do this? And then he said, oh, even you kill cows. But Mahaprabhu said, no. Normally when we kill cows, we offer it into the yajna, and then the cow comes back as a calf, very young. And so they had many such conversations. And then Chand Kazi, he told Mahaprabhu about his dream, about how Narsingadev appeared to him in a dream and tore open his chest, almost. So then Mahaprabhu said, never create problems like this again. And then he promised. So all these leelas took place with Srivas Thakur as the central character. We hear also how Srivas, once he was so scared that the Muslims might do something, and Mahaprabhu showed him his form as Narsingadev. Said, don't worry. Why are you so scared about these Muslims? Don't be worried about them. I'm always there with you. Never fear. And then we hear how the first Vyas Puja was also performed in Srivas Thakur's house. No, Mahaprabhu wanted Srivas to worship Nityananda Prabhu. But then Nityananda Prabhu worshipped Mahaprabhu. It was also performed there. No, this Vyas Puja there. And performing this Vyas Puja was actually a little significant. Because we see that Vyasadev, he actually received the mercy of Narada Rishi. But here we see Narada worshipping Vyasadev. So this is like, here Guru himself is proclaiming the glories of his disciple. Because his disciple manifested the Bhagavatam everywhere. So here we see all these leelas took place there in Navadvip. And so many other leelas also took place there with his brothers and his wife Malini Devi. Nityananda Prabhu loved her as his own mother. No, Mahaprabhu, he said, why do you let Nityananda inside your house? No one knows what his caste is. And Srivas Thakur said, even if Nityananda goes to the house of a Muslim lady, still he is my Prabhu, he is my son. And Mahaprabhu became so happy with him. No, he knew that Srivas actually considered Nityananda Prabhu to be his son. And lastly, we hear that Srivas Thakur, when Mahaprabhu brought his son back to life, he told his son that, where are you now? And his son said, I am in a better place. So here, devotees asked Gurudev this question, that what could be a more better place? No, he is in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela. Which place could be possibly be better than that? And then Gurudev said, what does Mahaprabhu do? Mahaprabhu never accepts anyone in his own service. Rather, he offers everyone at the service of, he offers everyone in the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. Similarly, this boy, he had achieved Sarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi, everything. And where was he now? He was in Vrindavan with Radha and Krishna. This was his ultimate destination. So these are the wonderful leelas of Srivas Thakur. Vaishnavas have explained that of the Panchada Bhakti, the five limbs of devotion, there is, we see that there is Sadhu Sangh. So Sadhu Sangh is Srivas Thakur. He is the ideal Sadhu. No, it is by his association that we heard recently how Devananda Pandit was delivered. Gopal Chapal, he put so many bad things around Srivas's house, meat, so many things, but still Srivas had mercy upon him. No. Gurudev used to say the first quality of a Vaishnava is forgiveness. He would say that if you cannot forgive others, how will you even forgive your own self? He said, you should learn to forgive others, he would say. So here we see Srivas Thakur, how he's forgiving everyone. No. So here we see that he is Sadhu Sangh. And Gadadhar Pandit, he embodies the limb of Bhagavat Shravan. And Advaita Acharya, Shri Murtir Shraddhaya Sevan. Because he worshipped Saligram Shila with Tulsi water and Gangajal. Tulsi leaves in Gangajal, but Mahaprabhu. No, and then we hear that Nityanand Prabhu, he is Dhamvas. No, he is Sandini Shakti. He is the Dham. And Mahaprabhu, he is Nam Kirtan. Means Mahaprabhu is non-different from this movement of Harinam Sankirtan. So this is Srivas Thakur. He also visited Mahaprabhu in Puri, and so many leelas happened there also. So I pray at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas that these glories of Srivas Thakur manifest in our hearts. It is only by His mercy that we can know who Mahaprabhu is. Only by His mercy. Because we see once He was hiding the sun. Mahaprabhu said, what are you doing, Srivas? Why are you trying to cover the sun with your hand? Then Srivas said, this is the same like how you are trying to conceal your Godhood. Like my hand trying to cover the sun, you're trying to cover your own self. So he made everyone realize who Mahaprabhu is. The Vaishnavas also described the Panchatattva mantra actually came from Srivas. He was the one who started this. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. And then as we know, gradually the devotees sang Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So this wonderful jewel of a devotee, I offer my prayers at his lord's feet. And pray that He will make us steadfastly devoted to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manchakalpataru Vishwakripasandhu Vajabhaitanam Bhavani Vivashnabhyo Namo Namaha.
Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyanandana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha kalpadruvyascha kripa sindhu vevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupahat Shishimat Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Shri Guru Maharaj Tadupanuga Guru Vargant, all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today we are observing the disappearance day of Shivas Pandit. We know that in this month of Ashar, this month of where this big festival of Jagannath, Shri Rathyatra, then many also disappeared in this month. Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, many devotees, they also believe Mahaprabhu also disappeared in this month. So we can understand before that time also Srivas disappeared in this month. So in our calendar before, we put this pranam mantra of Srivas Pandit. It says, Pranamami Shri Srivasa Tam Adhyam Panditam Muda Shri Gauranga Kripa Patram Kirtanananda Manasaha. So he's offering obeisances. We're offering obeisances to Srivas. They're putting three descriptions there. He's the Adi Pandit. He's Gaur Kripa Patra. And Kirtanananda Manasa. His mind always absorbed in the happiness of Kirtan. And these things we always see in the personality of Srivas. One thing we know before Mahaprabhu manifest his Leela as great devotee, then he was a big pandit. During that time, actually before Mahaprabhu changed from being pandit to an actual bhavuk, Nimai, he met with Srivas. Srivas met him on the street and tell him, hey, what is the purpose of knowledge? Is the purpose of knowledge just this, so you can argue with everyone and show that, oh, you're the best? Like this? He said, purpose of knowledge is to realize the supreme personality of Godhead. So this should be like your goal. Don't waste your time. Like this. He's giving this advice to Nimai. And actually, Mahaprabhu said, oh, very soon, don't worry, very soon, like, your desire will be fulfilled. And really, after that, then we know how Nimai changed. But here, it shows that, like, that's why he's called Adi Pandit. The Pandit means not someone who knows all, like a famous, like, scholar. Pandit meaning the authority of knowledge. Someone who knows the real purpose of knowledge, just as he explained to Mahaprabhu. Before Mahaprabhu was born, Srivas and his wife, Malini, they were very good friends of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. Therefore, when Mahaprabhu was born, they were always there assisting and looking after, like, how they take care of their baby. So they were actually like second parents of Mahaprabhu. So we see from all the pastimes, of course, we know who the identity of Srivas. It has been mentioned, like, as one of the Panchatattva, he represents like the fifth tattva, meaning the devotees. All the devotees are actually headed by Srivas. Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. He's the head of all the devotees of Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas. So this is the fifth tattva in these five tattvas, which are considered to be not, you cannot separate. They're always one. So we understand that, and it has been explained, when we talk of Srivas, he's actually the same personality known as Narad Muni, like this. Although we have to appreciate that as Srivas, he may be Narad Muni, he may be like any other identities referred to be like Narad Muni, like Naradiya Gopi, like Madhumangal, and so forth. But as Srivas Thakur, then we have to appreciate that he is the eternal associate of Mahaprabhu. And as the eternal associate of that Swayam Bhagavan, Mahaprabhu, who is actually so much merciful, more merciful than Krishna himself. He's combined manifestation of Radha and Krishna. So he's that eternal associate of that. And then we can see that, oh, really, this personality is the most compassionate of all these other like manifestations of himself. Even Narad Muni, like this. So we can see, of course, Narad Muni, very merciful. He's giving all these mantras and helping everyone become like realized and become perfect. Like Narad Muni gave this mantra to Valmiki. He's giving this mara, 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 mara. And then they became Ram, and therefore he became the great Valmiki who wrote the Ramayana. He gave this name Narayan to the son of this... was this famous, like, very sinful person, Ajamil. And then he was chanting the name of Narayan, calling his son. But then he became liberated. So many, oh, with all these leelas, then we can see, oh, how merciful Narad. And, oh, very important teachings there. How ordinary jivas become very fortunate by mercy of great sadhus. But now, in pastime of Mahaprabhu, more merciful that Srivas Pandit has come. He has his house none different from himself. His household, you know, like this place where he lives, becomes is none different from his heart. In here, then you can see how so many things happened and make it so that the jivas became recipient of Mahaprabhu's mercy. In Mahaprabhu Lila, in Mahaprabhu's Lila in this world, then somehow we get a glimpse of what is that eternal activities. What are the eternal activities of Mahaprabhu in Swetadvip? So where do you see that? Especially in the household of Shrivas. What's Mahaprabhu's main activity of the Sankirtan? So this is like one of the highlights of Mahaprabhu's Leela in Navadvip. So here in Shrivas Angan, then we see all the devotees, then they're performing the Sankirtan, like assisting Mahaprabhu enjoy all these moods of Radharani in this kirtan. Also, then in this place in Shiva's Angan, then Mahaprabhu manifested specific pastime of how he's so merciful. For 21 hours, he revealed himself as God and giving prem to everyone. So this only happened in Shiva's Angan, in Shiva's house. And so, therefore, we understand like, oh, if we got mercy of Shiva's, like we can enter into this place, or actually it should be like our aspiration that we can be one of these like fortunate devotees to be part in these pastimes in that place. When we do our Gaur Arati, then it's like the daily meditation that we're doing Arati of Mahaprabhu. Where is that? On the banks of the Ganga, where? In Shiva's Angan. So in that place also, then we heard about how, and actually Gurudev spoke about this, this Vyasa Puja was performed in Shiva's place, where Lord Nityananda actually showed very important teaching that, the way to worship Vyasadeva is to first acknowledge that right now this Vyasadev has come in the form of my Gurudev. So at that time, he actually, even Lord Nityananda refused to directly offer garland to Vyasadev. He waited for Mahaprabhu to come, and then he offered the garland to Mahaprabhu. So therefore, we see it says Goranga Kripa Patra. It says in the description of Shrivas. Also, we know how his Kripa Patra of Mahaprabhu, because when you say Kripa Patra, meaning the container of mercy. Only by Shiva's mercy, then really we can understand the identities of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. Even understanding who Mahaprabhu is. Because, even the time in Mahaprabhu Leela, so many people become bewildered. When Mahaprabhu became devotee, then having all these symptoms of Mahabhav, then we know, everyone was, thinking, he's very sick. And when Mahaprabhu asked Shrivas, what do you think was happening to me? Then Mahaprabhu, telling that, they're telling I'm very sick. They're actually even soaking Mahaprabhu in oil. Because he said it's some disorder with the air in his body. So Shiva said, no, if this is sickness, this is the best sickness. I also want to be sick like this. He said, this is Mahabhav, like that. Actually, then he Mahaprabhu became very happy that Shiva's understand like this. Shiva's knows. That's why he's the authority of knowledge. When Mahaprabhu tested him also, because when Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip, then he stayed in Shiva's house. And they were like the parents of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was already 30 years old that time, but he would even drink breast milk from Malini. So he's acting like a little kid. And he would do very restless and naughty things. So Mahaprabhu told the Shrivas, why are you taking care of this man? We don't even know who he is. You're big pandit, big Brahmin. Your family reputation would go down. When people know you're taking care of this, we don't know from which caste he belongs, like this. And so Shrivas just smiled, don't test me. Said, actually, this personality is none different from you. And yeah, he's glorifying Lord Nityananda. Mahaprabhu again became very happy. So, but one thing, like Narad, we know Narad very tricky, the same with Shrivas. Sometimes with some trickery, then he performed certain leela to teach, to show the identity of personalities. For example, with Advaita Acharya. Mahaprabhu once asked, who do you think Advaita Acharya is like this? So then Srivas told Mahaprabhu, oh, he's very great personality. He's as great as Sukadev and Prahlad, like this. Actually, when he said that, Mahaprabhu became very angry. He was looking for something to beat him. He found this like fishing rod, the stick, and he chased Srivas with that. So then Mahaprabhu explained, you cannot compare my Nada, like my Advaita Acharya, to babies like Prahlad or Sukadev Goswami. They're like baby compared to him. And then he started glorifying like Advaita Acharya. So like this, like in Rath Yatra, the same way, Srivas started glorifying Lakshmi. And in this way, then he's giving opportunity that the people can understand who is Swarup Damodar. That he is like real Brijbasi. He has not even come to Braj. He never came to Braj. But Mahaprabhu said, he's the real Brijbasi. Because then he's, after he glorified Lakshmi and like Narayan, then Swarup Damodar, then he glorified the opulence of Braj. How, Lakshmi very opulent. But that opulent is not even as great as the opulence in Vrindavan. But look how great Vrindavan is, that this opulence is even covered by sweetness, that they don't even see this opulence as great itself. It's only just the sweetness. So he explained many things, many tattva, in that it is during the time of Hera Panchami. So many things, very important, especially for us, is Srivas, his nishta to Harinam Sankirtan. This is the main activity of the devotees, especially of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we know in Shiva's Angan they're doing kirtan. And we already heard how the mood of Srivas is that he's only concerned for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. His son died, but he made sure that there won't be any complaint or any sign of some disturbance that may disturb Mahaprabhu. Actually, Mahaprabhu became later on, he said, I don't experience some pleasure like the way, like how it used to be. So something must have happened. And actually, the devotees, they were hesitant to tell Mahaprabhu because Srivas told them, don't tell Mahaprabhu. But then someone explained, and actually Mahaprabhu, he started weeping. It's like, oh, Srivas, for my pleasure, you're doing this. How great, he's telling this is very, for someone's family to die, and that would be great disturbance. But for you, this is you never had this kind of feeling. You're only concerned about my happiness. So, and actually Mahaprabhu even brought back the boy back to life. But then he was telling I want to go back where I was. Some Vaishnavas, they explained that, when you ride a train, you meet some people in the train and you had a good time. When you come to the destination, when the station comes, then you would say goodbye, no problem. You don't cry, but you went to your destination and happily you go. So it's the same like that with his child. Now he's there. He is attained by mercy of Mahaprabhu to his eternal place in the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. And therefore, there's no this feeling of lamentation, why I have to leave like this. And Srivas, he knows that. And therefore, his only concern is, Mahaprabhu should not be disturbed. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas and he was living in Jagannath Puri, we know that Srivas, he left Navadvip and he went back to his place in Kumarhatta. Sometimes they would visit Mahaprabhu in Puri during the time of Rath Yatra. So it said that one time Mahaprabhu visited when he went to Bengal, and he was around Bengal. He visited, on his way back, he visited Kumarhatta, and he met with Srivas. So we know this story. Gurudev always tell us that he told Srivas, Srivas, why? How are you maintaining your family? All you do the whole day is kirtan. So then He clapped 3 times. We know the story. So Mahaprabhu said, what is this? So meaning 1 day, second day, 2 days, 3 days, like nothing comes for anything to eat. So that means, okay, I better die. I'll jump in the Ganga like this. And then Mahaprabhu said, Srivasi cannot say that. Even Lakshmi have to beg, but not my devotees. Mahaprabhu, he actually like promised that in the house of devotees, not just the devotees, but anyone connected to the devotees, even the pets of the devotees, they will never become like this, considered like poverty-stricken. It's like even Lakshmi have to beg, but not for them. So Mahaprabhu means, I personally will take care of them. So we see Srivas, that's his very life, Sankirtan. Speaking about like Srivas and these places, I'm remembering by mercy of the Vaishnavas, they have brought us to this place in Kumarhatta. I saw there's a murti of Srivas there. And I don't know if that's his samadhi. That's his samadhi. So that's his samadhi there in Kumarhatta. Then also we went to this place, like we went to Panihati that day. Then after that, in the evening, afternoon time, we went to Chunchura Godiamat. Then there I was surprised that they said, oh, there's a deity of Nitai Gore there. And they said, these are deities of Srivas Thakur. So I'm just remembering these places. These are some places which can be for some devotees, like Udipan, showing like how the merciful Srivas, like giving like mercy to all the jivas. Like right now, he may not be here, he may have disappeared, but his mercy is always there. And therefore, we're calling for that mercy. That's why we're always worshiping here, the Panchatattva, Srivas Thakur there. So today is Disappearance Day. We pray unto this personality, Srivas, and the rest of the Panchatattva. By his mercy, we can become recipient of mercy of Mahaprabhu. Vansha kalpa taruvyastra kripa sindhave vacha patitana vamrishna.
Umagyana timirandasya gyanangana shalakaya chakshurun mulitam yana tasmai shri gurave namaha. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyastra Kipasindubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastangand varpanam to thousands of times the lotus feet of Sri Paramaraditam Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Shishimad Bhakti Veranta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shila Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my sastangand varpanam to thousands of times the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga, and I offer my sastangand varpanam unto all the symbol Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today, by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Pada Padma and the Vaishnavas, we are celebrating the Disappearance Day of Srivas Thakur, Panchatat Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami has said that when the Absolute Truth is manifest in these five features, that when the Roop of the Lord, he comes as his Bhakta, then that is Mahapu. When the Sarup of the Lord comes, that is Nityanandavu. When the Avatar of the Lord comes, that is Advaita Acharya. When the Shakti of the Lord comes, that is Gadadhar Pandit. And when the Lord's Bhakta himself comes, that is Srivas Pandit. So, we've been hearing that Srivas Pandit is Sri Narad Rishi. And Srila Guru Pada Padma, he always used to say, just like now we're hearing this Bhakti Vinod Vani Vaibhav, the symptoms of Sadguru, Tasmad Guru Papadyata, Yigyasu Shayotam, Shabde, Parecha Nishnatam Brahman Upasham Ashrayam. How Sadguru is always related to Shabda Brahman. So Gurudev said, who is the ideal example of Sadguru? Gurudev always used to quote Narad Rishi. If you were to accept a Sadguru, you should accept a Sadguru like Narad. So Narad, he is, as we sing, Krishna hoite chaturmukha hoi Krishna sevamukha Brahma hoite naraderamati. He is like our Adi Guru. Brahma is our original Adi Guru, then Narad. And Vaishnavas describe common people, they think, oh, Narad is very mischievous. He's very naughty, causing disturbance. Whenever there is some trickery or some problems going, they say, oh, Narad. But reality, Narad is, if he's doing anything, it is only to enhance the pastimes of the Lord, enhance the Leela of Bhagavan's Leela. And he's doing everything for the eternal welfare of the jivas. Like we hear how Prajapati Daksha, he gave his 10,000 sons into that mission of Narad Rishi. Said, I want you to train them. Then Narad Rishi spoke Bhagavad Katha, Harikatha to them. Then they all became liberated. They went straight to Vaikuntha. Then Prajapati Daksha, he gave, he said, oh no, I want you to teach them how to, they can be good followers, sons. They can create progeny. Teach them how they can be in society, Varna, Ashram, all these things. But Narad, he didn't care. Again, he spoke Harikatha and they all became Sadhu Babajis and they all again became liberated. Then Prajapati became very angry and cursed him. I curse you, you cannot stay in one place longer than it takes to milk a cow. Narad, he didn't care. Very happy. Now I can move here and there and preach and I can always engage myself in chanting the holy names. You see, Narad, he has three disciples very famous of Narad. You know, Prahlad, Valmiki and Dhruv Maharaj. These are mentioned in the Bhagavad, Ramayana, everywhere. But apart from that, we see Narad, his mercy is gone to everybody. Like Mrigari, the hunter. He was such a cruel person, he used to torture the animals. Not only kill them, but torture them. Then Narad said, why are you doing like that? He said, I like. And then he said, don't you know all these reactions will come? Go ask your family members. Will anyone willing to accept the reactions? So then he asked, wife, children, no one would need to take any responsibility. Then Narad sprinkled water and then he saw that all those animals were in the sky ready to eat him. So then he fell at the feet of Narad and was begging for forgiveness. And then Narad made him into a very nice devotee. Then later when Narad was walking there with Parvat Muni saw there was one person on the road, he was sweeping all the, brushing the hands aside. He said, who is this? Oh, then Narad explained, this was a very cruel person before, but by the mercy of this Shabda Brahman, by this holy name, now he has become so gentle and calm. Chittuketu Maharaj also, he had this desire to have a son. Then along with Angira Rishi, then Narad entered into the heart of that child, into the womb of the queen, became a child, and then all the other queens poisoned. He had 10 million queens, and they all became so envious and killed that one son. And finally, Chittuketu Maharaj, then he was lamenting so much. Then by Narad Rishi, he also became detached. So Narad's mercy is unlimited. And that same Narad is Shiva's Pandit. How? We can, the Vaishnava explained that when Devananda Pandit was speaking Bhagavat Katha, that time Shiva's Pandit was in the audience hearing. And hearing that Katha, he became so ecstatic, all astasattvic vikar manifest in his body. And one of the astasattvic vikars is what? Stamba, but also mrityu, death. Death is actually one of the astasattvic vikars. So he actually left his body there. And then all the people there think, what is this disturbance he's doing? He's foam coming from his mouth, he's shaking, this and that. So they took him and threw him out. Devananda Pandit didn't say anything. But that time what happened? Lord Chandra's Thakurni Chaitanya Mangal describes that Narad Rishi directly descended into the body of Shiva's Pandit at that time. And then he woke up and he was chanting the holy names and everything. He was very ecstatic. This is the power of hearing Bhagavat. Ultimately then we can see even Chapal Gopal, he became very envious of Shiva's Pandit. Oh, why is he chanting so much? Why are you doing so much Nam Kirtan? Why making so much sound? Bhagavan is death. Why do they have to shout so loud? Can't they just chant in their mind? What's going on inside Shiva Sangam all the time? Then he went to his door and he put kumkum and he put plate with some meat, wine, all the paraphernalia for Devi Puja, Devi flowers. Then Shiva's Pandit in the morning, he saw he was laughing. Oh, how did all this come here? Then his servants, they quickly smeared cow dung and they cleaned. But Chapal Gopal, as a result, he got contracted leprosy. And he was suffering so much. Then Chapal Gopal, he went to Mahapur. And Mahapur said, if a thorn goes inside the foot, you cannot remove that thorn from the head. That you'll have to remove it from where it is gone inside. If you have committed In other words, he was saying, you have committed an offense to Shivas Pandit, you have to beg him forgiveness. We know that Gopal Chakravarti, he entered into an argument with Haridas Thakur, and he challenged Haridas Thakur. If what you are saying about the holy name is correct, then your nose will fall off. My nose will fall off. And if I'm correct, if Mukti and Gyan and all this liberation is so superior, then your nose will fall off. Then Gopal Chakravarti also contracted leprosy due to this offense. And he went and asked forgiveness from Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu forgave him. So why did he forgive Gopal Chakravarti and not Chapal Gopal? Because Gurudev says that Gopal Chakravarti, actually he was not envious of Haridas Thakur, but he was criticizing and envious of the holy name, saying all this holy name is all exaggeration. Therefore I said, Haristane aparad, tare harinam, tomastane aparad, nahe koi arhan. If you commit offense to the holy name, Bhagavan may forgive you. Because naam naam in abhitvam, abhinattam naam naam ino. But tomas, vaishnavstane aparad, nahe koi arhan, if you commit offense to the lotus feet of a Vaishnav, there is no deliverance. Therefore, only when Gopal Chakravarti, Chapal Gopal begged forgiveness from Shivas Pandit, and also Devananda Pandit also asked forgiveness from Shivas Pandit. Then Mahaprabhu, when he came from Puri to Kulia, then they again approached Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu forgave them both, this Devananda Pandit and this Chapal Gopal. And this Chapal Gopal, then he became Devaki Nandan Das. And every day he wrote 100 songs glorifying the Vaishnavs. And we're only singing one of them every morning. Vrindavana Vasi Jata Vaishnavera Sthane Patameva Dhanakori. This we are singing every morning. So in this way we can see this Shivas Pandit, he is actually none different from Narada. And just like Narada is always thinking about the mercy and delivering of all the jivas, then Shivas Pandit day and night he's engaged in this Nam Sankirtan. Somehow or another he's thinking and praying for the welfare of all the jivas. This is all of Mahaprabhu's Parikas, you can see this quality. Advaita Acharya, he is always concerned about the welfare of the jivas. Nityanandapu, always concerned. He's asking Mahaprabhu, Ayabhatas Swantar, make some plan how you can deliver all these jivas. Shivas Pandit, day and night, he's thinking of the welfare of the jivas. Garadhar Pandit, all of Mahaprabhu's associates, they're always praying day and night for the welfare of all the jivas. This is their quality. Therefore, this line of Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous. This Audarya, this is a speciality, a Vaishishta of Mahaprabhu. In Radha Krishna, Madhurya is prominent. But in Mahaprabhu's incarnation, he's Audarya, his magnanimity. This compassion for the jivas, this takes prominence. Madhurya is there, but it is hidden more. Through the process of Nam Sankirtan, this Madhurya is realized. But this magnanimity, this mercy is openly displayed. And Shivas Pandit, he is the embodiment of that magnanimity. And today we are praying to the lotus feet of Guru Padma and the Vaishnavas. To the lotus feet of Panchatattva, Shivas Pandit. They have so mercifully they have installed them and invited them here. Therefore, we have under their shelter of their lotus feet, and we're always praying that we may remain so. Mancha Kalpatruvasta Kibasinda Bevacha Pritam Bhavani Vaishnavi Bhavani.
नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरतिसि नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ इच्छय गोसाई करी चरण बंदन जावते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Anant Anant Guru Vishnu Vrinda ki jai, Saparsad Gaurvari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai, Bhakta Vigna Vinashan Kar Nishingadev ki jai, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishwaprada Giriraj Govardhan Jiv ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiv ki jai, Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Brajeshwari Madhishwari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Brajdevi Gan ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Shivas Pandit Tiruvabh Titiva Mahotsav ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari. Now is, all are hearing about this Shivas Pandit. Vaishnava was glorifying and explaining very nicely. Now, I am trying to deliver touching this Vaishnava's remnants. Why? Tasteful. Vaishnava's remnants is more tasteful. Any prasad is good, but Vaishnava tasting, bhakta tasting, Sukadeva Goswami touching this mango. This mango very sweet, very tasty. So now I am, the remnants is tasting and some what I am feeling, I am also explaining. This Shivas Pandit, everybody glorifying and explaining Naradrishi, Naradrishi. Good, not too bad. Why? Mahaprabhu coming before, telling, hey, Brahma, you are my son. All time you are doing disturbing, but now I am sending in you Jugadharma Mahamantra, chanting and preaching, helping all. Then now his Brahma Haridas came, but he never practicing Harinam before not practicing, sometime doing yajna, chanting something mantra, Veda mantra, indirect, direct, sometime. But Naradrishi continue chanting, non-stop. 24 hours never stop. Then Mahaprabhu say, hey, you come. You chanting Harinam and helping all jiva. Everybody is helping, or changing all. Only distributing his nam, nectar. Jugadharma nam sankirtan. Shivas Pandit came. And Mahaprabhu very clever, not alone sending, giving his Chaturbhuva. Siman Pandit, Siram Pandit, Sinidhi, Shivas Pandit with his all giving, helping for. After sending Mahavishnu, Sadashiv, command, you go, you helping, your Sanghar, destroyer. Destroyer all Anartha, giving all are his, this taste and power. For the Harinam. All are came, try again and again. Haridas Thakur, how much struggle, how much disturbance come, how much suffering. Shivas Pandit came until Muslim Kaji came and breaking Mridanga and threading, no more Kirtan, stop. Not this much. Gopal Chakravarti, Gopal Chapal, this and that, one, two. All villagers, everybody against. Shivas Pandit, day and night, doing kirtan, no giving for sleeping. They are not sleeping, calling night time is this, apsara, and doing this. All enjoying, night time is shouting, daytime shouting, breaking house and throwing in Ganga. This, also Chaturmasya time, loudly chanting Harinam, Hari is resting now, big offense this. How many comment and how many disturbance come? Not possible, Naradrishi, not successful. Kali Yuga, this is called Kali. Therefore, telling Kali, Kukkura ka dana jadi chao hai. तो कलिजुग पावन कलिभय नाशन श्री सचिनंदन गाव है। विदाउट सचिनंदन गौर हरि इज होली नेम नोबडी चेंटिंग हरि नेम, नो टेस्ट कमिंग, नो डिजायर इंक्रीजिंग, नथिंग हैपन। व्हाई? कलि इज कुकुर डॉग, अननेसेसरी बाइटिंग, अननेसेसरी बार्किंग, अननेसेसरी अटैकिंग। कलि हैज मेनी कुकुर, मेनी कुत्ता, मेनी डॉग, ऑल डॉग कलि टेक केयर। एनीबडी टेक केयर डॉग, दे आर ऑल्सो कलि चेला। Stroking dog, the Koli Maharaj embracing. Koli is first class disciple, first dog. Therefore, then Koli Kukkuro. Ka dana jadi chao hai, to Koli bhaya nasana, Koli juga pavana, si sachi nandana gao hai. Oh, you going in Imlitala, Goli Sangha, early morning Mangalarati, they're singing these songs. And they're doing Mangalarati. This Gosai Maharaj telling, this first this song singing Koli Kukkur never attacking. So now Sivas Pandit try again and again, but after suffering meeting with Aditya Prabhu, Shantipur to came, he came Kumar to too, but too much suffering all time, not only comment outside going, people torturing, too much abusing, hating, attacking. And after early morning, Aditya Aditya Prabhu and everybody bathing Ganga, and after offering Pushpanjali and coming, Sivas Pandit house has one flower tree. This is called Kundav flower. Here telling Kundav, there telling Mukundav. Meaning, this flower is one tree, 100,000 people coming, all picking flower, they looking as it is flower. Kalpavriksha, desire tree. They're collecting flower, and that time they're discussing. Oh, too much. Adhisarja was sometimes dancing and shouting and roaring lion-like. No, I am bringing this world, definitely God himself. Then my name Advaita. Otherwise I am destroy all. I can change. Sivas Pandit say, yes, I am trying again and again. Nobody accepting Harinam. Nobody like. They doing everything, but they cannot chanting Harinam. Big problem. Then they are praying and waiting, waiting, waiting. Mahaprabhu came that time, sun eclipse, moon eclipse, evening time. Oh, looking Aditya Prabhu, and he's shouting and dancing and jumping. Jitinu jitinu moi, bolya hunkare. Aditya Prabhu, I conquer, I win, I win, I win, I brave, I brought. Just now, God is came. But after what happened? Sivas Pandit, everybody looking surprised. I am trying again and again, Harinam chanting, but now everybody chanting. All thousand crores coming Ganga, bathing and chanting Harinam. How is possible this? Definitely something happened. Apan ichcha jeev koti bancha kare, Krishna ichcha bina kichu phal nahi dhare. You try to again and again, many things you desire, 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 to want to do, want to do. One thing, nothing happened without God desire. God has a choice, as he like, then possible everything. So one thing, surrender mood, one that thinks is direct on independent desire. Both things not is same, equal. Now came Sivas Pandit looking, everybody chanting Harinam, dancing. Very happy all. And all were going line by line, Jagannath Mishra house. Sivas Pandit also sending Malini Devi. You go also some presentation with this. Very happy. Everybody taking presentation, also you taking. Gone and looking. Malini Devi say, this is not his ordinary anything. Oh, Premamoya Murti, Naam Murti, Naam Avatar, Premavatar. All chanting Harinam, without Diksha, without Harinam, without order, without instruction, without inspiration, without any, all are a test now come. Now, sometime after, now I'm giving gap, I'm going, I'm jumping front of. Sometime after what happened, Sivas Pandit meeting with his Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came from Gaya. Then both are is discussing each other. Then Mahaprabhu going, Sivasangan, starting this kirtan. Sivas Pandit is very happy. Oh, now Nimai Pandit changed. He is, how is speaking? How is dancing? How is chanting? He inviting him his house. There the door is closing. And 1 year continue there is, they are doing kirtan, day and night. Mostly night time. 12 hours night, never stop 1 year. Daytime, other things, but it's night time definitely. Telling there, Mahaprabhu is eternal assures all our preachers, all leaders for Mahaprabhu giving this potency. What? Radha Rasa, Sudha Nidhi. Without Radha Rasa, without this power, Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtanam, Krishna Shakti, Vinataha, Nahe Pravartan. Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtanam, but without Shakti, not possible you spreading, distributing, anybody not accepting, not following you. Taunting, torturing, hating, beating, attacking, breaking, all time disturbing. But Shakti then, everything very easy. Then Mahaprabhu teaching continue 1 year. Bahirangalaya kare nama sankirtan, antarangal sankare prema sadhan. Mahaprabhu teaching this eternal world, Srimati Dharani, Manjari and Vrajdevis, how pleasing, how to shelter their lotus feet. Their mercy, how can collecting. Without their mercy, their bliss, their power, Swarup Shakti is impossible. Mahaprabhu, everybody there, Haridas Thakur, Adhicharya Prabhu, Pandit Sivas, Srinidhi Sipati, Sriram, Adar, Sanjay Mukunda Basu Ghosh, all main important, all are there. After Nitanbu came, Pundari Vidyandi came, all our group with his, Antaranga with his, Mahaprabhu only Kirtan. But outside to anybody, not possible enter. Why? They are not understanding. Why one time Mahaprabhu chanting Gopi Gopi? Oh, attack him. Why you chanting Gopi? Why not Narayan Narayan? What you needed? They arguing and attacking. Mahaprabhu said, no, no allow more. Only this Sivasangan Sankirtan Ras Mandal. The air is starting Sankirtanam only by Vrajdevi's way. Vrajdevi's are continue chanting. How they remembering Krishna? How they serving Krishna? Without Krishna Shakti, not possible. Swarup Shakti Srimati Radharani mercy needed. Then Mahaprabhu this Hare Krishna Mahamantra starting, not others. Then this Hare Krishna's with his Hare Radharani with his first offering everybody and get took shelter, surrender, following footstep, praying and crying and begging. Then all are getting this power. One day Mahaprabhu opening gate and all group with his starting kirtan and going Kaji house. Not this, all villagers. Everybody in Mahaprabhu saying, you also start kirtan, don't be worry. No more fear. The first is understanding. Why Sivasangam? Why is gate closed? Why not giving Vijatiya? Sajatiya, Asasnikda, Sadhu Sangha, Satobare. Bhagavat, Artha, Artha, Asada, Sagana, Rusikaisa. Everybody Vijatiya against, I am hearing Bhagavatam, impossible. Mahabhagavat, Gadadhar Pandit speaking Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu hearing, going with his only own group, not only Bhut Prit. This Kirtan time, only own group. So therefore this Nam Sankirtanam, necessary practicing with his, this Swarup Shakti's followers. then is you are complete, offer yourself, then they are making platform, then spiritual holy name is appears, manifesting. Then possible you distributing and changing. Yeah, anybody then following. Nobody will be against them. This practicing necessary. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami doing Purushottam. And our Rupa Sahasrara Thakur, not 100 crores Harinam chanting. First. Also, Swami Prabhupada, 6 years, like continue Radha Damodar. Writing books, translating, chanting, not going out. Gorkhanatha Babaji Maharaj, Jagannatha Babaji Maharaj, everybody. But without Swarupa Shakti's mercy, nothing happened. So Sivas Pandit house, this is starting. Then, before, they have no faith for Mahaprabhu. But after this kirtan starting, the purifying, cleaning, then they understand. Then Mahaprabhu showing his own Swarup. 21 hours, 7th prahar, all incarnation, all expansion, all Mahaprabhu's lila avatar, guna avatar, manvantara avatar, yuga avatar, all form with his Mahaprabhu giving darshan, also giving mercy. But nearby, but not nearby. No understanding, Mahaprabhu. But after Sankirtanam, Sivasangan, everybody there too, starting. Why? Changing all, purifying, giving spiritual light, spiritual eyes, spiritual power. Otherwise, looking, no Vaishnava. This world is now no more Vaishnava. No more Bhakta. No more any bona fide divine master. Why? You are blind, how can you see? Ignorance person, try to understand everything, how? First you practicing. Mercy is come, power is come, then spiritual eyes come, then you looking, understanding. Are they who understanding this? Kalidas, Raghunatha Goswami's uncle. Who understanding? Mahaprabhu not telling. Then Mahaprabhu glorify everybody's. Bhaktas near. Then they understanding. So this Shiva Sangan called Sankirtan Rasa Mandal. All Rasa, Mahaprabhu, they are manifesting and all are is distributing. All making is qualified, bona fide. So today, this Shiva Pandit disappears. But Mahaprabhu Parshad, they are all time within Mahaprabhu, all time present this world. Mahaprabhu, when you are going within Panchatattva, not thinking alone. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Sivas Pandit, Gadadhara Pandit, all within Mahaprabhu combined. 5 and 1, and 1 is 5. Yeah. They are all time protecting us. Therefore, all are very lucky. Now, next is hearing. Now, today, time gone. Gaur Premanande.